from the Mercy One Studio.
Man Up, brought to you by Construction Professionals, a program dedicated to inspiring and helping men live lives of heroic virtue. Join Joe Stopulis every Monday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. And now, it's time to Man Up.
Welcome to Man Up on Iowa Catholic Radio. We are broadcasting today from the Mercy One Studio, heard on 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM. Around the globe, streaming online at iowacatholicradio.com and on the Iowa Catholic Radio app. Please subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. I am Joe Stopulis. Today, I am joined by Joe Sarie, and he is the head of Financial Fitness Group, and we are going to talk about personal finances. I think it's an extremely important topic, and we actually have never really touched on it on Man Up. And I do marriage prep, I do marriage counseling for our parish, and this comes up so often. And so I think it's really important to bring Joe on and talk today about what we can do in our own lives to make sure that we're taking care of ourselves and the needs of those all around us. So Joe will be on the other side of the break. Let's start in prayer. In the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him. We humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So I think it's interesting that today we're going to be talking about financial literacy, just finances in general. And the gospel reading today is from Luke. And it is when someone in the crowd says to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." And then Jesus goes on and talks about storing up treasures in heaven. He talks about, you know, your life, you fool, this night, your life will be demanded of you, and the things you've prepared, to whom do they belong? Thus it will be for the one who stores up treasures for himself, but is not rich in what matters to God. I think it's really important that as we frame this discussion on financial literacy and financial fitness, that we understand what's most important in life. We are to be stewards of the talents we've been given. We're to be stewards of the financial resources we have. We're also to be stewards of the work we have, and making sure it's going to good causes. And so what are we doing in our lives with the money we have, but also what are we doing with the talents we've been given? And are we building up the kingdom of heaven with those? Are the treasures that we're storing up for the kingdom of heaven, or are we concerned about the things of earth too much? And excited to have that conversation with Joe on the other side of the break. I think there's going to be a lot to be gleaned from it. Again, as I mentioned earlier, from just purely a spiritual standpoint, the importance of, obviously, just in a marriage, you think of the stress of a marriage, what financial problems can do to that. And if you can fix that, and you can have a better marriage, you can be a better father by having those things in place. And so we're going to have Joe on the other side of the break, so stick around and we'll be right back.
Thank you, Construction Professionals, for underwriting Man Up. Construction Professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work firsthand. It's very impressive. They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. CPCustomHomes.com.
Thank you to Golden Rule for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, we do our best to give back to our communities, our families, and you, our customers, whenever we can. It's just part of who we are and what we do. And now we have something brand new, 0% financing for up to 5 years on new qualifying furnaces and air conditioners.
I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, and we obey the rules to live by. Not just one, but 5 Golden Rules every single time. You can believe we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. Go to goldenrulephc.com.
Thank you to Bozen the Florist for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio, Dowling Catholic Football, and Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamayo.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? Hey, this is Tom Bozen from Bozen the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bozen. That's 244 Rose, 244-7673, or visit us at Bozen.com.
Iowa Catholic Radio welcomes An Evening with Father Ricardo, sponsored by Ut Fidem, December 7th, 7 p.m. in the Grand Ballroom at the Iowa Event Center. Learn more at iowacatholicradio.com. Ut Fidem, Latin for Keep the Faith, strives to develop Dallin Catholic High School students who will keep the faith through college. Ut Fidem does this by supporting students in forming deep personal relationships with Christ through small group ministry and faith mentoring. Learn more about An Evening with Father John Ricardo, sponsored by Ut Fidem, Saturday, December 7th at iowacatholicradio.com.
Financial education is the first step to financial fitness and responsibility. Through a grant from the Iowa Division of Insurance, Financial Literacy is an unbiased financial education program that is engaging, empowering, motivating, and available for free. Learn more at iowacatholicradio.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Man Up on Iowa Catholic Radio. I am Joe Stopulis, and today I am joined by Joe Sari. He is the founder of the Financial Fitness Group, a leading provider of interactive financial wellness content for and products for Fortune 5,000 companies and financial institutions. With more than 15 years of financial education and publishing experience, he's dedicated his career to helping individuals improve their financial well-being. He is a native of the great state of Wisconsin. I don't say great state often, but I do love the state of Wisconsin, where he received his bachelor's degree from the University of Wisconsin, where he's also a professor. Joe, welcome to the show.
Joe, thanks. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Again, I don't... There's a love-hate thing for me with Wisconsin. As a diehard Iowa fan and a diehard Marquette fan, obviously I have some rivalries with you with the whole Madison thing. That said, I love the state of Wisconsin. It's beautiful. The Northwoods are incredible. The whole Lake Michigan area is all like Door County. All that's incredible. Milwaukee's incredible. So anyway, you got a great state in Wisconsin.
Well, thanks. I feel the same way about Iowa, and I always love the football game every year. It's always a good game, no matter who wins.
It is, and it's one of the most competitive rivalries. I think since you guys won the last couple, and let's be serious, you're going to win this year. It was 46-46 a couple years ago, so it was exactly even a couple years ago. I think you've gotten ahead, but it is a great football rivalry. You're dead on in that. So, well, hey, excited to have you on, and we'll get to your partnership with Iowa Catholic Radio here a little bit later, but really want to start. I prepped a little bit in the first segment, but I think financial fitness is something that's so important as a Catholic, just as a person living my faith out, to understand the importance of money, being responsible stewards of our money, and then making good decisions with our money. So I'm excited to have you on to talk about that. And really, when we were shooting emails back and forth, we were kind of talking about, okay, what can we, how should we kind of preface this? And I want to talk with you. How have you gotten into this as your career? How were you inspired to do this?
Yeah, you know, it actually goes back to my youth. When I was in high school, I was one of just a few people who had an opportunity to take a course on personal finance and economics. We went through and had the opportunity to, you know, pretend as if we were going to buy a home or buy a car, invest in the stock market and save for retirement. And, you know, shortly thereafter, I, like many people, went off to college and, you know, didn't always make the smartest decisions about my money. And somewhere deep down, went back into my notes and remembered, you know, kind of how you could make decisions. I realized the difference for me versus many others, my friends and peers and our nation as a whole, is less than 5% of Americans get even 5 hours of formal training about money. It's something that affects our relationship, you know, with our family, with our loved ones, you know, our spirituality, every aspect, but we come really poorly prepared. You know, for me, that course, which was a semester long course, made a major difference. I made a few mistakes along the way through college, et cetera, but I was able at the age of 26 to kind of right the ship and buy my first home and begin investing. And I wanted to kind of take some of that journey and share it with others of, you know, how learning just a bit about money can help, you know, strengthen your relationship with your family, with your friends, with your loved ones, spirituality and beyond.
Yeah, I think it's of utmost importance. And I think, again, where I find myself talking about it is whenever I'm in high schools, specifically, if I'm ever having the opportunity to talk with high schoolers, and then also with when we do marriage prep. Again, I think there's those people aren't hearing it, right? So they're not getting they don't understand how loans work, right? They don't understand how compounding interest works, and even the most simple forms of it. That's why you have credit card debt, you know, mounting credit card debt. And I think what that can do to your life, you know, luckily, as you mentioned at age 26, you'd kind of, right, you know, figured it out, and most people oftentimes aren't figuring it out until well into their 40s or later, and they might not. They've already created such a mountain of debt that you can't even get out of it. So, what are you preaching to people? What are you using? What tools are you using to help people to learn about this stuff?
You know, I think a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. And you know, for all of you listening today, if it's an area where finance is stressful and creates strain in your relationships with others, or you know, I encourage you to take that first step. The good news about finance is it is relatively simple once you know the language. There's nothing in understanding your credit, managing your debt, buying a home, or even saving for retirement that requires more than basic math. I like to talk about the ABCs of financial fitness, which is your aptitude, your behavior, and your confidence. On the aptitude side, as I mentioned, very few of us have had any formal training. Learning the language of money is actually relatively simple if you know where to go. Once you start to understand the terms, you become less likely to shut out or turn off things. So on the aptitude side, you know, on Iowa Catholic Radio, if you go there to iowacatholicradio.com, right on the homepage in the beginning, you can click and get started on a financial fitness challenge, which has hundreds of courses to teach you about money. On the behavior side, you know, what we see is that the more people know, the higher probability that they start behaviors that can make an impact. I'm going to give one simple example. Your average American spends nearly $3,000 in late fees and high interest loans and fees on their credit cards. If you can learn simply to pay your bills on time and you know organize your budget in such a way you could spend exactly what you're doing today, but make sure that every bill is paid on time, you know, you're giving yourself a $3,000 raise. And for many of you, if you're making $40,000, $50,000 a year or even $20,000, that's a pretty significant thing. So aptitude, behavior, and then finally confidence. I'll stop there for a second, just see what input you have, but I'm happy to talk a little bit more about the ABCs.
That $3,000 stat, that is a per year stat?
Yep. Average American is paying, if you know, just paying your mortgage late, paying your bank, your credit card statements late, the interest that people are spending on high interest, you know, where they put things on a credit card and they meant to pay off the whole balance, but they pay the minimum. Your average American spending over about $3,000 a year.
Wow. Yeah, that's shocking. And I think a lot of it comes down to, as you mentioned, just a lack of education. And I see this so often with, you know, I think for me, my big wake up moment was when I take a minute here to tell this story. When I'd gotten out of student loans, so I'd done everything right? I did everything I was supposed to do, go to high school, go to college. My student loans at college were about $70,000 or so, something like that when I got out. And I told them, I want to pay the normal, not too fast, not too slow. Give me the nice normal plan. And after 2 full years of paying $5,000 after tax per year, so $10,000 of after tax money, so I probably had to earn 13 or so to pay that 10 out of my very measly salary I made at the time. So it was a significant percentage of the amount of money. And my student loans had gone from 70 to 68 over those 2 years. So the principal had gone from 70 to 68 in 2 years, even though I'd spent, again, $13,000, which was a percentage of my income, to get it to do that. And that was like a freight train for me when I realized, okay, this is... It was an expensive learning experience, and then obviously I buckled down and got serious with the student loans, but I just don't think that was my learning experience. That's how I came to grips with it, and I think that, to your point, education, people need to understand how this stuff works before they get into it, but I think it just happens way too late.
Yeah. No, and it is one of those things, and you know, there are, especially it sounds from your experience, if you've got student loans, especially if they're ranging, you know, and more often than not now, after federal, if you go on supplemental, you got 8, 10, 12%. You know, once you have loans of that interest rate, if you're not paying it off quick, it's a big chunk of your income.
Yeah, and I think one of the major problems you're seeing then with young couples especially is just they're so hamstrung with the debt. So I think it's a conversation we got to have with our young people. So if you've got students, what recommendations would you have then for parents of young kids and teenagers?
Yeah, I mean, so... Depending on the age of the children, but obviously the younger they are, the better it is if you can look for ways to start saving. There's a whole bunch of different vehicles. I won't bore you with the detail, whether it's a 529 plan or an IRA specifically for education or even a Roth. But if you can start saving early, that's always best. If you're in college or about to go, really being very aggressive and active and looking what scholarships are out there. I don't know about most of your listeners, but, you know, what I would say is that for every hour invested in digging deeper to understand how you might find a scholarship or a grant from a third party, you probably can get a pretty good return. There is a lot more out there than people are aware, a lot of good websites as well. Once you're in college or you've actually accumulated the debt and the loans, I think looking at a debt payment plan, specifically if your interest is, there's only a certain portion which is tax deductible. After that, your interest is to pay it off as quickly as possible. And in particular, if you're paying, an interest rate, let's say higher than 5, 6, 7, 8%, trying to figure out a structure that you could, perhaps instead of going to Starbucks five times a week, maybe you can go once a week or once every other and put $5 each time, towards paying it off just a bit quicker.
And I think when people, that's one of the most shocking things to people, and I guess that would be my next question to you, is kind of baby steps in marriage, what are those first steps in marriage? But I think when people sit down and actually take a step back and look at their finances and look at where they're spending money, it's pretty shocking. I think a lot of people don't realize how much that stuff adds up over the course of a year. To your point, Starbucks, it only feels like $2, $3, $4, and you put it on your credit card and it doesn't really feel like that much. But, man, over a course of a year, all those little things just add up. And when you can take a step back and realize, maybe I don't need all these things, that's where I've seen, especially some couples that we've mentored, kind of some lights go off and they realize, man, we do need to make some better choices. So let's say for kind of those younger married couples, kind of newly married couples, what advice do you have for them to start on that journey?
Yeah, I mean, so I think on one level, getting an understanding of your relationship with money on a pretty substantive level and how it differs or is the same from your spouse, people tend to have kind of deep emotional roots as it relates to their connection with money. For some people, for instance, my grandfather grew up in northern Minnesota, a product of the Depression. For him, he saw how his family struggled with finances, and it led him to be a very avid and substantive saver. So, if his wife had a desire to spend a great deal of money or to go out to eat more often than he thought was right, that was an area for possible conflict. In contrast, if somebody feels like they could go through that same experience and decide that I at times, just want to be able to treat myself to something nice, right? I don't want to feel completely restricted or a slave to my money. I think if couples can understand at an emotional level why you feel the way you feel and put, that emotion outside of yourself, on a table of sorts. And so if my need is for security, because I need to have savings so I feel secure, and my wife's need is to feel like she gets the right to treat herself every so often, you can find a solution, to find both security and the ability to treat yourself every so often and work on that kind of emotional problem versus worrying about the day-to-day issues of, my grandfather worrying that his wife might go out to eat one or two more times and start fussing about the activity versus really understanding the root cause is one thing that I think helps, is really understanding your emotional connection with money.
So when we take, in the marriage prep in the Des Moines Diocese, there's a pretty significant amount of it that has to do with financial pieces. And I think you're hitting on a lot of those. What are your expectations? What's your relationship with money? How are you going to manage the money? So a lot of the X's and O's to it. And I think that what we were told early on from a couple who took us under their wing when we first moved here to Des Moines, and we were a newly engaged couple, and they said to us, having monetary problems in a marriage, not so much the amount of money you have, more the amount of money that's going out. The major issue you're going to have there is it's going to create fire on any other problems you have. So if you have other issues that you're arguing about, whatever it is, the guy's leaving the toilet seat up or not making the bed or whatever those smaller issues are, if there are financial problems underneath that, it creates fires. And so I think that just adds so much stress. So if we can work on this, it'll help all the marriages, right? It'll help your marriage, and you can be a better father, a better husband by working on this stuff to take away a lot of that stress. So I'm going to turn the back to you and your organization. So what would people – so obviously we go to Iowa Catholic Radio and get signed up. What can we expect to learn from your organization?
Yeah, so on one of the wonderful things is thanks to the state of Iowa and the Iowa Insurance Division, they have leveraged a platform that we provide called the Financial Fitness Academy, and it has – over 400 short, 5-10 minute courses or topics about money videos, interactive courses or tools. And thanks to the great partnership of Iowa Catholic Radio, you can go to iowacatholicradio.com. And right on the homepage, you can find a link to connect in and get started with the Iowa Financial Fitness Challenge. I think we said at the beginning, but my background is in academia and publishing. I was a professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Our company doesn't sell any product or service, so our sole purpose is to provide unbiased courses to teach people about money. We've had the great pleasure to work with over 20 state governments and major universities to roll out programs to over 4 million people. So while we're very, very proud about that, with a population of 300 million in the United States, we've got about 316 million more to go. So we hope today that you might consider going to Iowa Catholic Radio. And right on the homepage, on the little slider, you'll see a promotion for the Iowa Financial Fitness Challenge. You can click the Get Started Here button. And it'll give you a little bit of background about the program. All you really need to get started is to enter an email address. You click to get started, and it'll give you three sample courses that might be relevant to you. But you can browse either using search or browse for other topics. So, you know, say, for instance, you want to find a course about couples and money. Good chance you're going to find it there in that library. Or you're trying to refinance your home or pay off student loan debt. Anything and pretty much everything you'd like to know, kind of like getting a complete college education about money, free of charge, thanks to the Iowa Insurance Division and Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, so there's never a charge, regardless of how you have 400 videos, I can watch them all?
That's correct. So wow. It's an annual program that's been made possible thanks to the support of the Iowa Insurance Division.
Okay.
So from now through the end of the year, that program will be up and available free of charge. Each year, we've been doing this now for 7 years, so we're just finalizing discussions for next year, but we certainly hope that it'll continue. But I would encourage you to take action now, because there is a cost. It's just that the Iowa Insurance Division, which is your state regulator, they help regulate financial service firms to make sure they're looking out in your best interest, has helped underwrite the cost to make it possible for you and for listeners of Iowa Catholic.
Oh, that's awesome. So what is, when's that contract up? Obviously, that's a year-to-year thing. Just out of curiosity, when did it get signed? When did it have to get re-upped?
Yes, I can't get into the details of the actual agreement, but what I'll say is that I know for certain it'll be available through December 31st of this year.
Yep.
And, you know, we certainly hope and expect it'll be available next year and beyond. But for everyone listening, you know, if you log in now, you've got access to over 400 courses and videos to teach you about money. And, you know, we challenge people to do 5 courses or more in under 5 weeks, especially if you're listening with a spouse, or you could get them to do a challenge too. There is the little ability to connect points. We award points for each course you pass. We've had a lot of families actually go in, you know, sons and daughters, brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers and grandmothers, you know, each log in and, you know, kind of pick a time and compare who can earn the most points. It's a great way to get people learning about money.
Yeah, I think I did not realize it was all free. I knew at least it was the first trial is. That's very exciting. So, again, I can't encourage our listeners enough to do this. Just in the fact that when you – I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I listen to a handful on financial literacy. And when you hear the success stories of these couples, of these individuals who have taken it seriously, cut out a lot of the unnecessary spending, budgeted their money, and got rid of the debt, I mean, it is empowering to hear just how excited they are to kind of have their lives back. You know, I remember when I had my student loans – and I felt handcuffed. My wife and I both just felt handcuffed. We had a mountain. We had $200,000 actually, because she got a doctorate. And so you feel trapped. And so when you can get out from that mountain, then you can really start to do positive things with your life, with the money that you've been given, with the talents you have. And I mentioned that in the first segment. The gospel today talks about storing up treasures for heaven. What are we doing to do that? And I think our ability to get out of these mountains of debt, to understand how to make the most use of our money and our talents, a program like this allows you to do that. So, Joe, I thank you for joining me today again on Iowa Catholic Radio, and I just encourage our listeners to go to iowacatholicradio.com and sign up today. Joe, thanks so much.
Thank you, Joe, and wonderful to be here, and thank you all for listening.
We're going to head to a short break, and we'll be right back.
Why do folks give to the Catholic Tuition Organization? Probably because they love Catholic schools, right? Partially, but they also like the tax benefits, or they were helped when their kids were in school, or they have been blessed and want to bless others. Whatever the reason, the 65% tax credits are great, and after all, it's for the kids and their future. Online, ctoiowa.org.
Thank you to R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities have unique amenities and award-winning property management. Sierra Point and Country Club Village Apartments in West Des Moines and residents at 62W and Wynwood Apartments in Johnston. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities wants you to love where you live. Learn more at rrrealty.com. That's rrrealty.com. Find out how you can support Iowa Catholic Radio at iowacatholicradio.com or 515-223-1150. Join Iowa Catholic Radio as we follow Dowling Catholic football on 1150 AM, 94.5 FM, and 88.5 FM, online at iowacatholicradio.com and on the Iowa Catholic Radio app. Dowling Catholic football on Iowa Catholic Radio is underwritten by Ashworth Vision Clinic, the Catholic Tuition Organization, Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, R&R Realty Group, Mercy One, Two Rivers Glass and Door, Skevington's Formerware, Tamiya & Sons, and Bozen the Florist. Please support the businesses that underwrite Iowa Catholic Radio.
A nun who became a saint.
Jesus told me that you will be my confessor.
Who told you?
Jesus.
Scientific research that confirms that she saw Jesus.
I want you to paint an image.
Inspired by the diary of Saint Faustina.
What is all that for?
For the world.
Love and Mercy, Faustina, October 28th, only one night in selected cinemas.
Learn more at loveandmercymovie.com.
Welcome back to Man Up on Iowa Catholic Radio. My thanks again to Joe Sari for helping us with his institution, and quite frankly, we had the opportunity to talk, and he made the reference, if you actually went through all 400 of the videos they have on there, that you would have basically a master's in financial education. The amount of content on this website, it's really hard to understate just how important this is. And, you know, he and I talked offline, and the investment from the state of Iowa to do this is something that not every state is doing. You know, he said 16 states are actually doing this. And so it's something that we as Iowans should most definitely be interested in. The reason that they're doing it is to help Iowans be able to manage their money, right? To have less people in debt, have less people in need. So they're seeing this. They've obviously vetted lots of other options. This is the one the state of Iowa chose as the best one for the people here. And then obviously Iowa Catholic Radio understands the importance of financial literacy in the lives of our listeners. If we can make sound decisions with our money, it's going to make all aspects of our life that much better. So, again, just encourage you to go to iowacatholicradio.com, sign up. In the least, as he mentioned, just do five courses. Get on, check it out, and also share it with a friend. Please tell anyone you might know who might be struggling at all in this or need a little help to go to iowacatholicradio.com. So my thanks again to Joe Sari. My thanks again to you for listening today on Iowa Catholic Radio. My name is Joe Stopulis. It's time to Man Up.
Man Up, inspiring men to live out their call to holiness with Joe Stopulis. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. Brought to you by Construction Professionals.